Part 2. Why did I work so hard? Let's continue our journey together as we enter the second week of our 5-part reflection on the top 5 regrets of the dying. The first regret we covered last week was, I wish I had the courage to live a life true to myself, not the life others expected of me. If you missed that one, go back and check it out. But for today, we're on to regret number 2. I wish I hadn't worked so hard. I would say the majority of women in midlife I work with know what to do, but have a hard time doing it. In other words, they know that the key to lasting health is having good, healthy habits and behaviors. That means eating healthy, whole foods in an appropriate quantity, exercising regularly, getting plenty of quality sleep, and keeping chronic stress low. While all 4 of these areas are connected, there are 2 I want to pull out and highlight today. Getting plenty of quality sleep, which is 7.5 to 8.5 hours a night, and maintaining low chronic stress. When I ask the ladies that I work with about why they may not be getting enough sleep and why they're carrying around so much stress, it's usually because they're working too hard. There's no doubt that many are working themselves to death. So a few years ago, I went around the U.S. presenting a 2-hour seminar called Look, Feel, and Perform at Your Best. Avoid the 3 massive mistakes women in midlife make that keep them overworked, overweight, and overwhelmed. I created this workshop because that's how many of my clients describe themselves: overworked, overweight, and overwhelmed. I'm not just talking about the 9-to-5 job they've been working at for the past 3 decades. I'm talking about all the other responsibilities they, and maybe you, have in addition to the 9-to-5. You might be taking care of an elderly parent, or maybe you have an adult child who hasn't flown from the nest yet. And maybe you're not only a full-time employee, but you're also a full-time wife. That's a lot to handle. Throw grandkids and volunteering in there, and life can be even busier. No wonder you have a hard time winding down before bed. No wonder you toss and turn. No wonder you wake up at night with a tired body and an active mind. No wonder you feel irritable sometimes. No wonder you feel burnt out, overworked, and overwhelmed. Your cortisol levels are high from a lack of quality sleep and having high stress. And consequently, your body holds on to fat, which leads you feeling frustrated and discouraged on top of everything else. If I've hit any truths, don't worry, you're not the only one. Like I said, I went around the country listening to countless women painting this picture of their life to me. But today isn't the time to judge ourselves or blame ourselves for working so hard, because we do enough of that already. Today is about pausing for a moment to reflect on where our time and energy is being spent most. Think about it. How much of your time and energy is spent taking care of others' needs? And how much time and energy is spent on taking care of your own? Today, consider listing out all the roles you currently have. You know what I mean. Roles like employee, mom, friend, wife, sister, colleague, caretaker, and volunteer, for example. The reality is that the more roles you're able to list, the less likely you're doing exceptionally well at all of them. And that is no fault of your effort or your desire. It's simply the result of only having so much time and energy in a day, in a week, in a month, and in a year. In other words, you can't be everything to everybody all of the time. So the first thing to realize is that you are one person, and it's unrealistic for you to be everywhere for everyone in your life. Instead, consider that certain roles might be more important than others at different times. So think about your life right now. What are the top few roles that are most important? Maybe you're working on a big project at work, and that needs a lot of your time and attention. So maybe the role of colleague or teammate or leader is up there. Maybe it's your mom, or maybe it's your dad who isn't doing well right now, and you and your siblings need to make some hard decisions. So maybe the roles of daughter and sister need to be high on the list right now. So again, consider taking your list of all of your roles and choose just a few, maybe no more than six, that are the most important and that you can be great at right now. And finally, I want to encourage you to remember that while others may need you, you need you too. That's why we're talking about this, because one of the top five regrets of the dying is, why did I work so hard? Maybe it's time for all of us to consider working smarter instead of harder. In turn, perhaps we can give more, so that at the end of our life, we can be proud of not only what we did, but who we became in the process. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week with part three. Thanks again for listening to my audio blog. If you're a woman in midlife who's been feeling stuck for a while, need some extra support as you make healthy changes in your life, or simply needs a gentle nudge in the right direction, I might be able to help. I've set aside some office hours to provide laser coaching time for you. You've heard my voice. Now I'd like to hear yours. Feel free to book a time to talk with me. The link to do so is in the show notes. Thanks again for listening. I'll see you next time.